1690 AM, Great A Explosives. What you just heard there was some JB. I'm sorry, I don't want to get this wrong, Brian. I don't know how angry this band would be if the JB Conspiracy. What does JB stand for? Does it stand for anything?
No idea.
Okay, well, the John Brown Conspiracy, and with the Propagation House and Less Than Jake before that, which we should all know, the track called Sunnyside, and Power Up with Just Devils, which technically shouldn't be on this show, but as magnanimous and good as I am, I have allowed Brian to break the format and give you something from last year to be on it. So there's that.
I appreciate that.
Well, I do what I can, you know. So Brian, I've been ruminating about music this year in general, and I have some questions for you that I'd like to pose that perhaps you can answer and perhaps you can't. I don't know. So we're going to find out. I was thinking about, you know how in metal, which is, you know, where I'm more stationed, people are very rigid in their definitions of what is and what is not metal. There's like all these people that are like, well, I love metal. My favorite band is Nickelback. And they get roasted forever. What would you say is that type of band for ska people? Does such a band exist where people like debate frequently, like, that's definitely a ska band, but they might not be? What would you say is a band like that?
There's many bands like that. So it's actually a very, we'll call them small group of people who, if it's not traditional ska, if it's not first wave, maybe two-tone, then it's not ska. So anything that came out in the 90s, ska punk, third wave, ska core, when you start going down that rabbit hole to these traditionalists, it is not ska, does not count as ska. They want nothing to do with it. So unless it's, you know, Desmond Deckard, Straight Out of Jamaica, Bob Marley, you know, or maybe like The Specials or Madness, you know, someone like that from like the British two-tone era. It's not ska. It's crap. We don't want to listen to it. So we do have some of it. Most of the fans are just like, dude, if it's Upstrokes, it's plucky and I dig it. Who cares? You know, like if they're screaming into the microphone or if it's an instrumental, like it doesn't matter. It's awesome. Gives me the same warm and fuzzies regardless. So there could be 30 seconds worth of actual Upstrokes in the song and I'm still going to call it a ska song and it's still awesome.
Is there a song that you can think of like readily off the top of your head that you're like, that's not a ska song, but it's pretty darn close to it?
Ooh, off the top of my head, there's a lot that we like to call like ska adjacent.
Okay.
Where like, in my opinion, it's like some 80s like rock bands, like The Cars, Talking Heads. The Police.
Oh, interesting.
You know, they have like, especially maybe like Roxanne, for example. Like, it's got that guitar that it's like, bam, 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 bam. It like echoes. It's not, I know nothing about playing a guitar, but I don't think it's an upstroke, you know, but it echoes out. It feels like one. It's like hitting some of those like higher notes on the guitar string, but it's not like an actual ska riff, but it feels like one. I subscribe to that type of music as well. You know, I have the vinyl and everything because to me, it gives me the same warm and fuzzies as like, a Mad Caddies or a Lesson Jake or anything like that. So
is the feeling of it more kind of important than sort of the upstrokes? The obviously we went over last year about how it doesn't need to have brass to be ska, but right. Is that kind of the feel of it? Is that most important to the definition of what most people would think of as ska?
Yeah. So it would be from what I gather and what most people would assume agree with me on, it would be the upstrokes of the guitar and the drum beat as well. I'm getting music theory here and I don't really know much about it, but I believe it's like beats on the 2-4 instead of the 1-3, if that makes any sense to anyone out there. So that would be what like the ska sound would be.
See, here we are, we're 3 years in, and I'm still learning things, Brian. I like this. This makes me feel good.
You're gonna Google this when I get off, and you're going to be like, you are totally wrong. But
editor's note.
Yeah, right, editor's note.
Well, let's get into to this year of ska. 2024. Well, we've already gotten into it, but we're in the EP portion of it, I believe, still, correct?
Yes, I got two more EPs for you.
All right.
Go into the albums.
Well, what do you got for us? What next tracks do you have to regale us with?
All right. So the next one is a band called Counting Coins. They are from the UK. The EP is called Still Poor, and the song is called Make My Day. These guys have like two albums out, I believe, now. They are wild. Synth, crazy, rap, rock. I feel like if Cypress Hill was a ska band, this is what they would sound like. So real catchy. They're really enjoyable, so enjoy that one. And then the next one, again, because this is technically it's your show, but it's my show, my buddies the Manipulators from down the street here, they came out with a new EP called Natural Disaster, and the song is called Masquerade.
Did they have an EP last year or an album last year?
Yeah, they have one album and three EPs, so they just keep, whenever they get the new music, they just want to get it out as fast as possible. They don't want to wait for a full album, so they just record and throw it out.
Yeah, it always is kind of interesting to me to see like ska bands, because they seem to really pump it out. Like they really seem to be putting out a lot of music compared to other types of or other genres.
I would say, from what I gather, there's probably a good 3-year gap, it seems, for a lot of the bands. Give it about 3 years. Especially like recently, like Suicide Machines had that 9-year gap or something like that, you know, but now that they are again making new music within this new kind of renaissance that's happening here in the past few years, they've been throwing them out, yeah, about every 2, maybe 3 years, which is awesome because that's all I want to do is keep listening to new music that comes out. So
now, has ska succumbed to the larger kind of paradigm that music is in right now, where it's like more singles than it is anything else, or are they still kind of keeping it tried and true with like a full release?
Every once in a while, they'll do singles. It's mostly because, you know, maybe that song might be on some best of album or something like that, you know, or like they'll come out with a Christmas song, you know, somewhere around there. But usually if you get the singles, I know like one or two like record labels out there will give us about three singles and then an album. So they'll single it out for maybe 2 months, one, two, three singles, and then a new album, which is always, always good. I mean, my list for the year, they do have a bunch of singles on it, but it's mostly albums, which is great. But it's just from all these new bands, like, popping up like crazy.
Well, then let's play some Counting Coins and The Manipulators, and we will come back and we'll get into, I guess the albums are after that, right?
Yes. Yep. It's the top 14 of 2024.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. 2024, 14. Yeah, that, I mean, I'm, well, it's a good thing that you planned it that way, Brian. I know that's exactly
what happened. Thank God for me.
CJLO 1690 AM, Great Explosives, and more of the Scala Day special coming your way after this.
Make my
CJLO 1690M, Grade A Explosives. I am joined by the one, the only ska aficionado, Brian Mitchell.
Hello, hello.
I mean, I don't know if he's the only ska aficionado, but he's the only person that I know of that has that title because we made it up and gave it to him. And so, right. Therefore, Brian.
I can't imagine anyone else is witty enough to come up with that, so it's got to be.
That's
be
true.
Mine.
Yeah, like, who else is going to come up with something so gloriously genius? I mean, between the two of us, we have this on lock, really.
Come on.
You just got to hear The Manipulators and Counting Coins, the last of the EPs that Brian wanted to highlight for this year, which Brian's got it. He has it on lock. He's ready for it. And now we have to get to the LPs, I guess.
Now, top 14 LPs of 2024.
So what do you have to give to us here to start off with these LPs here, Brian?
Let's do three. So the first one we have is a band called Stuck Lucky. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. The album is called Counting Curses, and the song is called Just Like the Devil. And actually, they are teaming up with the Soul Radics on that one as well. So there's another voice in there that doesn't belong to the band. So that's a little bit of a duet, which is nice. The band after that is Kill Lincoln. The album is called No Normal. And the song, wait for it, is called No Normal. This is their fifth album, and it is absolutely wonderful. Just ska punk goodness from DC. And then the third one we'll do, they're called the Calamatics. The Calamatics is also the name of their album. And the song is called Still Rudy. This band is pretty fun. It's like reggae, ska, like rock steady. It's like upbeat, a little bit slower, no power chords or anything, but like real upbeat and real catchy and stuff. They're actually on Hellcat with Tim Armstrong. So
interesting. Because Hellcat, usually when I think of Hellcat, I think of basically more punk than I do for ska. Am I correct in that, or am I just making that up in my head?
Off the top of my head, I believe they're still on. The Interrupters are on Hellcat as well.
Okay.
I think that's just whoever's friends of Tim Armstrong end up on Hellcat at this point. So.
Yeah, that's probably true. You're probably right about that.
I think Rancid's on Hellcat as well.
What an odd coincidence. Let me ask you about Kill Lincoln. Do they all dress up as John Wilkes Booth when they're on stage? Or is that... because that would be amazing, actually. I would love that.
No, it's actually referencing Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Ah, okay.
In the very beginning, the football game that everyone is getting all pumped up for is against Lincoln. So their slogan in the high school was Kill Lincoln, and people had t-shirts on and stuff like that. So that's where the name actually came from.
It feels
not
like
the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
It really feels like a waste of a lack of an exclamation point. It feels like the band should be Kill Lincoln, like with the... nice thing at the end. These are notes for Kill Lincoln. If you happen to be listening to this show, Brian and I will split a point. I think we can do that, right?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, that seems fair.
The lead singer of Kill Lincoln is also the creator of Bad Time Records. So, I mean, I'll just take a free like record subscription. I'll be fine with that. I don't need anything else other than that. I'll be happy.
I'll take the point though, since Brian's graciously giving that up. I'll still take the point just to make it easy. I don't want to make it confusing. Just one is fine. So. Okay, so then let's play the Calamatics, Kill Lincoln, and Stuck Lucky all here on the Scaladay. Spectacular. Scaladay, ska-tacular. Scaladay, ska, 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 ska. We're getting too far here. Got to pull it back a little bit. Yes, here are the 2024 holiday ska-tacular, the Scaladay ska-tacular. Actually, that does sound not bad. Okay, we keep adding to this name every year.
I love it.
It's gonna get longer and longer, more ska themed all the time. I love that. So here we go. Let's listen to these. Well, you listen to these. We're doing this as a pre-record, so you have to listen to them now. Keep it locked, Great Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM ska and more ska coming up after this.
Pick it up.